during the lesson.
We need to continue, nevertheless, to check, to investigate our desire and the Creator. And how our desire was created specifically so that through a certain number of actions we'll begin to feel the Creator through our desire. To build in us that image, and this is the meaning of revealing the Creator, since outside of our desire we attain nothing. Everything outside of it is unattainable. So, how do we take the desire the Creator created, and in which we exist, and change it, arrange it in such a way that we would feel in it something outside of ourselves? Something that is against us, opposite to us, higher than us, which is the upper force, the Creator, that created us and is managing us, is placing us each and every moment in our desires, in our thoughts. And how, through a certain number of actions, can we begin to feel Him, to explore Him, begin to understand Him to some extent, and even begin to influence Him, and influence Him to such an extent that we will influence how He manages us. That's the meaning of "my sons have defeated me." Where we can aim or guide the Creator to perform such actions on us that He does not do directly on us right now. This is the meaning of succeeding in obligating Him to correct us and to turn our nature and our actions into bestowal in place of reception, as directly the Creator is awakening in us the will to receive, and we obligate Him to give us, on top of it, a desire, or more correctly, an intention to bestow. And we then obligate the Creator to bestow to us the intention to bestow. Then our will to receive, which is our nature, without which we do not exist, but our nature will work with the intention to bestow. And in this way we come to identify with the Creator. And then from your actions we shall know you. Inside our actions we will come to know Him. Who is He? What is He? From discovering in our nature, in our will to receive, the nature of the bestower. And that's how we advance. Hence, all of our work is as quickly as possible to reach actions of bestowal, which is what we call a desire to bestow, although it's not a desire, but only the actions of bestowal. But the desire remains the same, except it's working with a different intention, as if we invert it, we turn it inside out, like we do with a shirt. From the front to the back. That's how we turn ourselves as well. Instead of working according to what seemed to us to be to our benefit, we try to understand what it Does it mean to do something for the benefit of the Creator? What is the Creator's desire? And arrange ourselves accordingly. And each time we make ourselves this way, from our desire to the Creator's desire, this means that we are raising ourselves from Malchut to Bina, and our actions are becoming such that are not within reason with the force of Malchut, but in faith above reason, the force of Bina, which is above the Malchut. And in this way, more and more, we reveal harsher desires, greater desires in order to receive. We restrict them, and we carry them out in order to bestow to the Creator. If we lack the strength, the power, we have a 10. We have the Creator. We incorporate ourselves in the 10. We ask the Creator. We receive the power to do it, because this is how it's set up. If we want it, we can get support from the 10 and from the Creator. So there's no problem to arrange ourselves in such a way that all of our actions will be in order to bestow to the Creator. And by that, this is called reflected light, in order to bestow to the Creator. By that, we will feel His true attitude to us, how He wishes to bestow to us, and what does He want to bestow to us. And they are showing us the upper forces, the upper world, the eternal world, and us in it. And that's how we come to adhesion, to equivalence with the Creator. This is, for the time being, what we are learning, our work. In this way, we are going through degrees of coarseness, our desire that is constantly growing. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. All the degrees of coarseness, and although each time a greater desire to receive is revealed, we try to use all the means at our disposal, which are the group and the Creator. We try to turn it to the intention to bestow. We are not touching the desire itself. It remains as it is. The important thing for us is to aim the goal of this desire, its destiny, destination. Why is it working? If it's working for the sake of the Ten, through it to the Creator, then we aim it, like when we shoot. We have 2 points, and if we aim ourselves to the goal like this, towards the target, the bullseye, then we hit it. There's me and the group. If I'm arranged properly in bestowal to the group, then I will certainly bestow to the Creator, although I cannot see Him. And that's how we advance. This whole work is called faith above reason, bestowal above reception. And we cannot bestow, we cannot resemble the Creator except on top of the force of reception that keeps awakening us in different forms and new coarseness. And that's how we advance. We're already advancing, but in this work, there's always a period of concealment. Just as you know, like with a disease, like we're going through today, there's an incubation period. There's an incubation period, meaning it's a concealed period. We're sick, but we don't understand it. We don't feel it. Later, we feel more and more ourselves sick until we feel ourselves completely sick. So the first period where we don't feel ourselves sick, it's the same in spirituality. We enter, we work there, we do different things until we feel complete measure, se'ah, meaning a special measure of exertion. and then we feel it. So let's hope that we try to complete this time of the incubation of concealment, and we reach.
Excerpt 13. Through the faults in the work of the Creator, it causes him to rise up. As without a push, one is idle to make a movement and agrees to remain in the state he is in. But if one descends to a lower degree than he understands, this gives one the strength to overcome, for one cannot stay in such a bad state, since one cannot agree to remain like that in the state to which he has descended. For this reason, one must always prevail and emerge from the state of descent. In that state, he must draw upon himself the exaltedness of the Creator. This causes him to extend higher forces from above, or he remains in utter lowliness. It follows that through the Se'arot, hairs, he gradually discovers the exaltedness of the Creator until he finds the names of the Creator.
What is it trying to tell us? A person cannot begin to climb, to ascend, before he feels himself in a down below, in a true fall. And how long does it take him to come down to that state before he begins to ascend again? Because our entire path is made up of ascents and descents. Well, it all depends on how much are we investing. We don't need to wait this passive time as I'm entering deeper and deeper into it and fall more and more. But even our descent has to be active. I continue to study, to work in the group, to do different things. And then quicker and more efficiently, I can grasp my discernments, my attitudes to the Creator and the group, and I see that I'm incapable of doing anything. And in this way, I see that there's no other choice, but I have to ascend. I disagree with the descent. So even during the descent, I have to continue to study and resist the descent. Since then, I will reveal the end of the descent in a more beneficial way, more beneficial to achieving a new ascent. So the time of descent should not be passive. We have to work in it as much as possible, in the study, in meetings, in disseminating. And in this way, we will accelerate the descent. Otherwise, descents can take months. And sometimes a person loses his consciousness, as we call it in spirituality, and he ends up living like the rest of the world. And for how long? Nobody knows. Because if he disconnected himself from spirituality, then only the Creator, the way he has awakened him the first time, when he just made its way to the wisdom of Kabbalah for the first time, then he'll do it when he feels like it, when it's time. But when we feel ourselves in a descent, we must, first of all, each one to others, disagree with this fall, because it's pulling all of us towards the descent, and each and every one, although he's in a descent, he should do something. So myself, when I was going through the descents, I would translate things, I would organize things, I would do something, because then the head doesn't quite work, the heart doesn't work at all, so you have to do something close to Kabbalah, close to bestowal. So you have to find a certain something to do which is helpful in bringing Kabbalah into his individual lives and the world as well. It's very beneficial to give lessons to beginners, because by that a person awakens, reawakens the wisdom of Kabbalah in him. He arranges it, how he's giving it. He is connecting with new forces, a new group, new view on things. It awakens in him the scrutiny, the a critical view on his state. It's highly beneficial. To teach is the
most.
The Creator awakens our will to receive from one stage to another, gradually, according to powers we have and the conditions we're in, and he never gives us states from which we will deliberately fall. According to the rule, they always raise and promote someone in sanctity and never demote him. Sanctity means bestowal. So they constantly raise someone up into bestowal and never put him down. Even if it's a descent, it's a descent. So in order for you to rise later to a degree higher than you were in before. And that's how we should take our path, always positively. We are dealing with the good who does good, the Creator, who desires only to bring us up. And he's given us all these exercises only in order for us to climb up higher. And these exercises are always evaluated against all of our capabilities and nothing more. If we relate seriously to the process we have to go through, we will never fall. Rather, we will descend, we will come down, not because we are failing, but because we are given additional new desire to receive, a higher, greater will to receive. And we need to rise above that as well and reach an even higher form of bestowal. And what seems to us like a descent is not a descent. It's an ascent that's before us, that we simply haven't climbed yet. And in this way we climb.
The descent seems like something personal, but does it depend on the friends, on the group? How do we not remain stuck in the descent?
If I'm connected to the group and to the lesson daily, and I try to absorb them, absorb those forces of connection from the friends and from the lesson, it's enough for me to also be
Здравствуйте. Вы сказали, что в какой-то момент
себя в истинном падении. You said that at some point I discover that I'm in a real fall. What is a real fall?
A true fall means that I feel that all the discernments that belong to spirituality, they approach zero in my eyes. They don't work on me. It's such an extent that spirituality is not important to me. Spirituality disappears from my horizon. I do not appreciate it. I don't appreciate the Creator, the group. I feel myself as a beast that wants nothing except to simply exist in this life. This is the true fall, when I have no contact with any of the means that can somehow tie me to spirituality. There may be even worse states, but we'll talk about them later. Those are the kind of klipot, the shells that are not, we don't deserve to be in such negative states yet.
If I may continue the question, right now I also don't feel spirituality.
You don't feel spirituality, but you don't feel it not because you fell from spirituality, but you simply can't feel it. You need to put in the efforts through your connection with the group and by trying to do certain actions above reason and reach a certain feeling that you are working in with the forces of bestowal towards the friends and towards the Creator above your own forces. And you wish to arrange yourself in this way to turn yourself into the bestower towards them. And then when you correct yourself in this way, when you have that tendency towards them, that inclination, from that you will feel the meaning of a descent from these states. And this will be considered a descent.
Does that mean I have to start building a force?
You certainly have to feel what the meaning of a spiritual ascent, or you will not be able to feel what is a descent from that. If you don't climb to a certain height, how will you feel yourself falling from it? That's why we first need to feel ourselves exerting forward in the connection between us in actions above reason, and then in this way we grasp the correct perception of a reality, and then if we fall from it, we go down, we forget from that higher state that we imagined, then we can call that a descent, and from that we can once again ask the Creator to raise us, to help us in addition to our efforts. Meaning the Creator helps on the condition that we are putting in the effort and we're asking. We can't exert any longer, but we've put the effort in the connection, in the prayer to Him, and then we ask. This is the correct preparation for a prayer, and then we'll feel His answer to us. Because there will be a restriction in it. Well, we still don't have a restriction in the screen and so on and so forth, but later it will be a restriction and screen and reflected light, and I will receive all the forces and all the fulfillment.
So I need to ask of the Creator to return from the descent to the state.
No. Only higher and higher. I don't know which. As if you can measure and you can tell what you had and what you'll get. No. You're only asking to move forward. Володя, a little less intellect and more feelings. You're a scientist. You love to work with your intellect. Throw it out. As if you don't have a head. Work only with your feelings. Otherwise, you constantly get stuck on making these calculations. And here, these are not calculations in the intellect. This is only emotion, more or less, bestowal, reception, higher, more together with everyone, in a united heart, to come out of it, to get into it. These are all feelings. Try. You will succeed, but to come out of the work in the intellect, that's not simple. It's not simple. I understand, it's your character, it's your work. I get it, how natural it is for you, how difficult it is to come out of it, but there's no choice. and then you'll succeed more than everyone.
Bonjour, Rav.
Bonjour.
Tant que l'on est dans le désir de recevoir, notre désir de recevoir collabore uniquement s'il voit un intérêt. Comment savoir lorsqu'on ressent une motivation pour le but, si cela vient du désir de recevoir ou de la grandeur du Créateur?
As long as we are in the will to receive, our will to receive cooperates only if it is some benefit. So how do we know when we feel closeness to the goal, if it's coming from the will to receive or from the importance of the Creator?
This depends on what I'm aiming for. Am I aiming for giving contentment to the Creator and not giving contentment to myself? It can be only in one direction, either to Him, the Creator, or to me. And that's how I check it. Therefore, before my will to receive grows to a sufficient level above the still vegetative and animate degrees, to the speaking degree, we are not qualified for doing spiritual work. And you see it all over the world. That's why it's written about all those who did not come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, that they are all as animals. Their will to receive is still small. They're not egoistic enough in order to begin and correct their ego.
Itavan.
Buongiorno Rav, domanda da un amico.
Hello, I have a question from a friend.
È giusto.
When we feel that we are in a descent,
il prima possibile, o è più giusto viverla fino in fondo?
Is it correct to want to come out of it as quickly as possible, or should we strive to go as deep as possible in the descent?
No, we talked about it at the beginning of the lesson. If I make the efforts to climb, to ascend, I accelerate my descent, I reach the necessary depth, and I begin to climb back up. Don't think that now you are free falling, that you can't do any actions of bestowal. On the contrary, specifically when now, during the descent, you're trying to perform acts of bestowal, you're going to accelerate the descent, you're going to reach the bottom. You're going to hit rock bottom. And then you'll begin to climb up. You have to reach all the way down, and from that to a
we can generate a desire for fear of wanting to avoid a descent. How to overcome this fear, individually or among the ten?
In the ten, we need to reach a state where I don't have that many descents, that they are intertwined with the ascents, with the descents and ascents in the sense of everyone. So in total, we connect like a wheel on a bike. The part of the wheel is moving forward and part is moving backwards. But if in total we can feel the central axis of the wheel, we feel ourselves together at that point, then the more it spins backwards and forwards, it's felt in us as one motion. So it doesn't matter. In a group, the sense and the sense don't matter. Rabash would say it this way. People are taking themselves by the hand and in a circle and they jump. These jump up, these jump down, but when they do it together, they can't feel who's up and who's down. The important thing is we all feel ourselves together in one motion. So it all depends on the connection. And in the connection, you win and you take advantage of all the actions and all the states.
Rav, buongiorno. Volevo chiedere, io in uno stato di discesa, come posso aiutare la decina?
I wanted to ask, when I'm in a descent, how can I help the ten?
Invece la decina.
Without praying to the Creator to help everyone.
Ani lo yodea eich ata yachol lazor le'asiriya b'li...
I don't know, how can you help the ten without praying to the Creator? Abore hu... Because the Creator is the one who manages, who covers the ten. And if you're not inviting this force, how can you cover the ten and help it? We try to put ourselves together from below to fit the Creator's cover from above. So we will be from below and the Creator will be from above. If you're not turning to the Creator, I don't know how can you help the ten. Because each and every state that the ten is going through is coming to us from the Creator.
I asked, I don't want to pray that the Creator will help me when I'm in a descent. I want the Creator to help my ten through the descent I'm experiencing. Fine, so how can you do this without turning to Him? It is only on condition that you connect to the ten and turn to the Creator. There is no other way. The system is very simple. I would even say primitive. Very simple. There is nowhere to run here. We just need to connect among us and ask the Creator. Either you ask, or you turn to the Creator for the ten by yourself, but for them. Because otherwise you're not turning to the Creator at all, if you're not connected to the ten.
PT 35.
תודה רבה רב על השיעור. שאלה, איך עושים
תיקון for the lesson? How can we make a true correction of the heart and not run away from the descent?
If we constantly want to connect to the Creator in a descent or in an ascent, then we're not running away. If we turn to the Creator through the connection between us, it is even more effective. And we act even more. We operate even more. That's it. There's nothing special here. All the things are revealed through connection. Me, group, Creator. That's it. The whole problem is that here we need to discover new states each time in these connections between us. Me, group, Creator. And here, we therefore need to make an effort. This is why it's concealed, why it's unfelt, why we fall from it. But all in all, we just need to connect these three things together. Me, group, Creator.
Mark 6.
Спасибо, Раф. Раф, иногда мы изучаем, что необходимо принять состояние и не желать больше.
Sometimes we learn that it's necessary to accept the state and not to ask more. But now, about the descent, we learn that we should not agree with.
Oui, comment pourrons-nous gérer les sensations de descente pour ne pas affecter négativement toute la dizaine?
How to manage the descent without
how do we
without interrupting the entire ten with this state.
The important thing is to keep yourself by force in the ten, to engage in what they're engaging, to submit yourself even more, subjugate yourself even more before the friends, and to work, it says, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load. Just like an idiot, follow what they're doing. And in this way, you will advance with them together. Just look at them and do the same. Even if you don't want to, even if you don't understand what they're doing, there are such dissents that you can't understand what they're doing, why, what for. But I don't want to criticize. I'm criticizing myself that now I'm a beast, and I have to belong to them like a beast. That's it, like a dog following its owner. Go ahead.
Excerpt 14. When a person comes to a state where he is truly lost, when he does not see how he can exist in the world or that he has anything to hold on to, and he has exhausted all the tactics and ideas, and sees that after all the labor and exertions, everything is lost. He must brace himself and say, everything that the Merciful One does is for the best. In other words, the Creator brought upon him all those states of being lost, and they are for the best. That is, through them, he has come to a state where he is at the lowest degree. And by this, he will be able to rise up. As it is written, the Lord is high and the low.
Again,
15. Once man has come to feel the importance of spirituality, which is called one should always establish the praise of the Creator, then is the time when he must shift to the left line. He must criticize how he truly feels within reason the importance of the king, if he's truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator. And when he sees within reason that he is bare and destitute, that state, when he sees the importance of spirituality, but only above reason, that calculation can create in him deficiency and pain for being in utter lowliness. Then he can make a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks.
In other words, we have to check if we are above reason or not, and to what extent we are, and when we are, and when we are not, and try to position ourselves in such a way that if we're not in above reason, if we are within reason, it pains us very much, because we are on the level of a beast. And when we are above reason, if we're there, then we are on the level of the human. So we have to try to constantly check if we are on the animate level or on the human level, and we should try to rise. Turkey 3.
Sometimes my prayer for friends seems artificial. It is as if I'm praying for a reward. What should I do to make my wishes for friends more realistic?
First of all, the fact that my prayers are seemingly artificial doesn't matter. It's like a child who is playing toward, who is acting out towards the parents. He's crying as if he really wants something. But we know he isn't. But in the end, He nags and nags. So he gets what he wants. We give it to him. From the perspective of the Creator, it also applies, because this is nonetheless called preparation, where I still don't have a desire, but I'm still asking. And I know I don't want it. But through these requests, I come to a state where I will want it. So we have to constantly direct ourselves through the group to the Creator to arrange ourselves as correctly as possible in the request. And it doesn't matter if the Creator still doesn't answer us. We constantly, it's called a door for those who knock in repentance. We want to get an answer from him, a response, and we don't let go until we get it. And it really builds us and positions us correctly with respect to him, because by this we are doing his work. Instead of him awakening the desires in us, we, through this nagging, we ourselves, because we don't have real desires, we build the real desires for spirituality. And therefore, this too is highly respectable, and this too is called spiritual work. Look at little children. Take example.
Раф, а чему, по сути, хочет Творец Rav, научить человека, или что в нем?
What does the Creator want to teach a person? What is he trying to build in him?
Но не получает никакой реакции на них.
When a person puts in thousands of efforts over a long time and receives no reaction or response.
First of all, the fact that a person doesn't receive a response from the Creator and doesn't feel like he's getting a response according to how much he exerted, that means nothing. It's how a person feels in his own personal feeling, but it's not like it's not working. But afterwards, it will be revealed at once. It's like having machines or devices or situations in our lives. When you do something on and on and on and on and on, and only afterwards you get the response. So sometimes it takes years. I'm telling you, years. From my experience, I'm telling you, it takes years when a person is seemingly doing nothing, as if he's not making any progress. The wisdom of Kabbalah and all those things are out there in the background, and he seemingly doesn't exist. But afterwards, it awakens, he recovers, and discovers that the times that passed did not go without a result. So just keep going as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load. We have no choice. There's nothing else we can do here. Besides, what can you do? We're living in a world where we don't really have anywhere to go. Nowhere. Instead of revealing the Creator and approaching Him to His force of that's good and doing good in connection among everyone, in loving others as yourself, to which everyone agrees, we have nowhere else to go. So we'll keep going and you will see. Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот в 14-м отрывке...
Hi, tell us, please, what... Excerpt number 14, it says that these actions, that I see all the tactics and all the ideas are exhausted and they have to grow stronger, and say that everything that is lost, everything that happened, happened from the Creator, and it's for the best. Are these building the prayer?
Yes, they are the basis, the foundation of the prayer. A person just has to be certain that every state he's going through is on the way to correction, to the end of correction. That's number one. And what the reason he can't see those things is because he's still small and can't detect them. But afterwards, we come to states where we understand and feel the changes we're going through. But in the meantime, that's the way it is. So don't look as if you don't need to see it or accept it or receive it. Nevertheless, strengthen your connection to the group each day. Strengthen your connection with the Creator. Try to bring yourself into the group, in the group, closer to the Creator, and more and more and more. Keep going more and more and more. And you'll see that you'll get results. Although according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we shouldn't wait for results. But actually, the more we can work without getting results, these states are considered higher. When we make efforts, and don't get anything in return, perhaps the opposite, because we see that we are in descents and falls, and the Creator arranges for us all kinds of states of disappointment and disillusionment. And if we nonetheless advance according to what we're building, we're not looking at any results. This is called performing acts of bestowal in advancing. And precisely on top of that, we are revealing our progress.
Раф, подскажите, а какие вообще упражнения могут помочь?
If you can give us any advice on which exercises can help a person replace his intellect or his mind with emotions. There are various exercises for developing one's intellect, but for developing your emotions, your feelings, you can spend your entire life without replacing the intellect with the feelings. So how can we work on it?
We don't need to replace the intellect with the feeling. We need to add spiritual emotions, spiritual feelings, and spiritual intellect to what we are feeling and understand in this world, to position spiritual discernments in our minds and hearts higher than corporeal discernments. That's it. Now, how can I do it? I have to constantly appreciate more the importance of the connection between us. And in this way, we will position the upper world above the corporeal world. Importance, there's nothing more than that. And the more I exert, the more important it becomes to me. We see in this world too, the more you put into something, look at animals. When a person cares about his pets or plants that he grows, these things become important to him and he thinks about them. So we should invest more and more energy in the connection between us.
Вот просто, может быть, механизм скажете, вот как это работает? Я это буду делать.
Importance and strength is clear. Forces is clear, but the mechanism is not clear. I'm going to do it, and then one moment suddenly it's going to be a tuck, and I'm going to come close to it emotionally.
Yes, you have to make great efforts to exert extensively in them and arrange yourself among them, and then you will feel how precious it becomes to you. Precious. And it's all according to your effort. Rabash writes about Yakar, precious, and Yakir, knowing. He explains it in Shamati.
Рабаш, он, конечно, описывает такие вещи, как какие-то... Я их никогда не испытывал.
Рабаш describes such things that I've never experienced.
The more you put into the friend, the more... The closer and closer he becomes to you, according to your effort, to the effort you put into him, you won't want to lose him, to be far from him, because you invested him, so there's a part of you in him. So it all depends only on the labor. Those who want to adhere to the Creator.
Those who want to cling to the Creator, but feel that they are lowly and they do not see how they can emerge from this mud, at that time they ask of the Creator to lift them up. Where the body agrees with the work, where it is on the basis of the will to receive, since they have no clue about bestowal, then their work is with pride, meaning they take pride in being servants of the Creator, while others are in utter lowliness. And they always see the other's faults. But those who walk on the path of truth, who want to achieve bestowal, are lowly, because they see that were it not for the Creator's help, he would not have overcome it.
Right. So the question is, to whom are we directed? If we are directed toward the Creator, then we... And we measure ourselves with respect to Him. So the closer we come to Him, the lower we see ourselves, and the more corrupted and broken we see ourselves. Other people who work within the will to receive feel that they are rising on the will to receive more and more. They kind of embrace it more and more. They study more, they understand more, they feel more. For them, it is all, it is acquiring, they are acquiring more and more discernments in their will to receive. So there's a difference in the will to bestow. We discover forces of bestowal. And we feel ourselves as empty as a pomegranate. And if we work within the will to receive, then it's as if we constantly discover ourselves as understanding more, feeling more. We are prouder. And that's why such people want to dictate their views to others. They pressure others as if they understand, as if they've got the Torah in their hands, etc. This is what we see, that we...
Rabash, we must pray to the Creator. He must pray to the Creator to help him so he can go in the work with his eyes shut and will not need anything and will be able to do everything for the sake of the Creator despite the resistance of the body to this. That is, he does not tell the Creator how he should help him. Rather, he must subjugate himself and annul before the Creator unconditionally. But since he cannot overcome his body, he asks the Creator to help him win the war against the inclination, since he understands his lowliness. For this reason, he asks the Creator to have mercy on him because he is worse than other people who can be servants of the Creator, whereas he is worse than them. He sees that he has a desire to receive in self-love more than all of them. Therefore, he is ashamed of himself that he can be so lowly. For this reason, he asks the Creator to have mercy on him and deliver him from the governance of the evil inclination.
Yes. Well, these things, you have to go over these excerpts again during the day. 18
by the Rabash. Our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided. The Zohar asks, with what is he aided? And it replies, with a holy soul. Therefore, now the Creator has given him an opportunity to obtain a holy soul. He should be delighted about the state of descent and suffering that he feels in this state. For this reason, he should say that he is not in a state of descent, but on the contrary, he is in a state of ascent. By this, we can interpret what our sages said. When torments come upon Israel, they surrender and pray. This means that when they come into state of descent, they see their true state, that they are in lowliness. This is considered that they surrender since they see their state, that they have parted from the life of lives. For one who has dvikut with the Creator, adhesion with the Creator is alive. Otherwise, he feels only suffering. Therefore, it is clear to him that now the time for prayer from the bottom of the heart. This is the meaning of the words, they surrender and pray.
All right. Good. Move on.
19, Bala Sulam. There's no happier state in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but found no remedy. It is then that he is fit with a wholehearted prayer for his help, because he knows for certain that his work will not help him as long as he feels some strength of his own. His prayer will not be whole, because the evil inclination rushes first and tells him, first you must do what you can, and then you will be worthy of the Creator. It was said about this, the Lord is high, and the low will see. For once a person has labored in all kinds of work, and has become disillusioned, he comes into real lowliness, knowing that he is the lowest of all people, as there is nothing good in the structure of his body. At that time, his prayer is complete and granted.
Да, Раф, почему я обязательно должен чувствовать себя, что хуже всех? Какую это энергию дает?
Why should I feel worse than everybody? What energy does it give me?
Повтори, пожалуйста.
Repeat, please.
Почему я должен себя чувствовать, что хуже всех? Какую это энергию
дает? Why should I feel that I'm worse than everybody? What energy will it give me?
First of all, this is the truth. that we don't really understand, and certainly out of our will to receive, we don't agree. How can it be that I'm the worst of them all? The most stupid, most least understanding and the worst of them all. But in the round system of Adam HaRishon, if each one feels himself this way, as this is the truth, he also discovers that he is in the lowest point. Because according to his nature, it cannot be in any other way. How can he be above others? At least in something, to some extent, he discovers his nature, and his nature is the will to receive. In order to receive, that's why anyone who is greater than his friend, the greater the lights he attains, the lower he sees himself. It's simple. PT6.
He says in the excerpt that the evil inclination tells him that he has to do everything in his own powers. Then he'll be able to want the Creator. So when you feel descent, should I pray right away to the Creator or first do everything in my powers and then pray?
No. First of all, don't, as much as you can, be in connection with the Creator and ask from the Creator, as it is written, may He pray all day long. So, we don't let go of the connection with the Creator. But if we feel ourselves that we fell, well, that's guidance from above. Because all in all, everyone needs, everyone together, and each one in any 10, and within the 10s, we want to always go back. We should always come back to the connection with the Creator. When our requests, our raising of man will always be in His direction.
When a person is in a descent, what's the first action he could do? First, turn to the Creator, the friends for help, or try and lift himself through some states or any form?
When he is in a descent, the first thing is to feel the state he is in. Because a true descent is when a person doesn't feel neither that he's in a descent, nor he's not connected to others, nothing. He's just living in the animate level. That's why bringing himself back to the degree of Adam, the speaking level, means first of all, connect to your ten. And once you connect to your 10, try to incorporate within them. We talked about it today, what you should do in the descent. To incorporate among the friends and to try to go into them. And through that, you'll get the light that reforms and you'll find
the true state that you're really down on all fours and somebody's standing on you and you're screaming. So I'm asking, why are there stops between states that it's like you're released and then you come back to a state like that? Why not to always be in a state of a demand? Why are there breaks in between?
So what you're saying is, if I'm up and I'm thanking the Creator, it's a gratitude prayer. If I'm down and I feel myself I'm down, so I'm praying to the Creator, and that too, He changes me. So what should I do if I feel nothing? This comes to us so that we can appreciate how good it is when you're up or down. How good it is when you're up or down, how good it is to be connected to the Creator. So what should we do when we're in a state of unconsciousness? It's a sign for us that we're not sufficiently connected to the friends in the tent.
So if I'm not on all fours and asking, it means that I'm disconnected from society?
This too is true. Either up or down, either in gratitude or prayer, but I should always be in both, in either one. Either this or that. But if I'm not, it's a sign I'm not connected to the ten. And that's why between heaven and earth, that's how it's called, unconscious.
Rabash. Exodus from Egypt, in other words, he comes out of the control of the Egyptians who afflicted Israel and did not let them do the holy work. And the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry rose up to God. And then the Creator brought them out from the exile of Egypt. In other words, since the people of Israel felt the enslavement and wanted to escape this exile that the Egyptians were enslaving them, when they came to this important point of feeling their lowliness, the Creator brought them out of Egypt.
This means that the main thing is that they've reached lowliness. They felt that they have no force to advance, no understanding about where they are. They cannot succeed by their own forces. Yes, and?
This is as the Ari says, that when the people of Israel were in Egypt, they were already in 49 gates of impurity. And then the Creator brought them out of Egypt. This means that they already came to the worst lowliness, the lowest that can be. And then the Creator brought them out.
This means a person has to reach a state that he has no chance to rise from his state, but rather only the Creator can save him. There is no other way. It won't help him to learn more or do nothing. Only the Creator. The Creator through the group or directly for each one and everyone together. However, only Him. He's the only one you should cry out to. When all the states we go through before that is for us to discover the deficiency to the Creator's help in a most correct way in quality and quantity. 22.
Rabash, one who sees one's lowliness sees that he is treading the path leading to the work of Lishma, for sake. This gives one room for real prayer from the bottom of the heart. When he sees that no one will help him but the Creator Himself. As Baal HaSulam interpreted, concerning the redemption from Egypt, I am not a messenger. For everyone saw that only the Creator Himself redeemed them from the governance of evil. And when rewarded with the work Lishma, there is certainly nothing to be proud of, because then one sees that it is only God's gift and not my power and the might of my hand. And there is no foreign hand that can help him. Therefore, he feels his lowliness, how serving the king is an immeasurable pleasure, and without his help, he would not agree to it. Indeed, there is no greater lowliness than this.
And our question is about the focus of our work in relation to the preparation of the Congress. And the question is, in what is our work different during the day in comparison to the work during the morning lesson? How can we use both the time in the morning lesson and between the morning lesson in the most beneficial and complementary way to prepare us and to build a form for Ibur for the coming Congress?
All of our work is how to reach connection, that in it we resemble the Creator. And in such a way, we can reach our Gemar Tikkun. We resurrect ourselves from the shattering to a corrected state. That's our work. And we talk about it a lot. And sometimes we need to summarize. So the summary, we do it in a form of a congress so that we all together come, even those that aren't really with us usually, men, women, and in such an intensity, we try to connect. What's important in the connection between us and the Congress, that in advance we are aimed at accepting everybody, thinking of everybody. To understand that we must keep the laws of Avut. And that is what we, I guess, will be learning about in the Congress, mainly around the mutual Avut, the mutual guarantee that we need to connect. Man will help his friend, and we are together. Are reaching a mutual desire, mutual intention, a feeling, a mutual feeling between us, that in it we discover the Creator in the whole way. In this whole manner, there are different degrees, but it is already something that fills us. Let's hope we reach it.
PT12.
Rav, hello. A question from our 10. What, in your opinion, should 10s do in order to be ready for the Congress? What actions?
First of all, be with us in all the lessons. Throughout the day, do what you're supposed to do. And in between, the main thing in each and every 10, there has to be some inner connection more and more, that they're feeling that they're coming closer to one another, and the 10 is becoming more closed in. And in such a way, they feel themselves more and more connected, each and every 10 will advance towards the Congress. And the Congress, by having many 10s and all wanting to reach connection, it will work even more because the surrounding light works on each and every 10, and then it will really help all 10s to advance. And every person in his 10. And all of our work should be measured as much as I identify with my 10. And afterwards, as much as my 10 identifies with all other 10s. Let's say the ones that are near, 10 tens, 100 tens, 1,000 tens, as it's written in the Torah, that there was a division in the nation by Jethro. And in such a way, we reach the corrections. And all the world, and according to that, will awaken. The awakening of the world depends, all in all, on the connection between us.
Rav, one more question. How can we connect together the action of all the tens from the world lead to become one ten?
For now, talk about it. Be concerned that everybody is in the same task. And through the actions, we'll reach more closeness and understanding of one another.
בסדר.
Okay.
טוב. נו, Mac 3.
Okay, Mac 3.
Да, здравствуйте, Раф, мировой Кли. Вопрос от десятки по поводу подготовки к Конгрессу.
Hello, Rav. World Kli. A question from our 10 about the preparation for the Congress. What connections between us in the 10 should we build in order to be a womb? And how can we build them?
Rabash writes about it in his articles. I don't know. All the actions that we speak about all the time. You have to imagine that in the 10, you want to absorb, to encompass all of humanity. Just gradually. From the inner point, to more external spheres. And when you depict it and do actions in according to that, so you are truly doing the right work. That's all. So let's end the lesson here. Tomorrow we are, like we agreed, we will go to the document called, how's it called? The Creator is revealed in the connection between us, right? The Creator is revealed in the connection between us. Try and see what's in there and read a few excerpts from there. A few, I don't know, 3-4 excerpts from this document. You can read it, so we'll go through them quickly tomorrow. And